Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Chwaba.
Happy Mother's Day weekend, everybody. It's a big weekend for moms. We're talking about our moms. Rich talked about his mom. Conrad talked about his mom. I'm going to talk about my mom this hour, but who would you want to be your mom if it couldn't be your real mom? That's tonight's question. We've had some great answers. Raquel Welch, Dolly Parton, Sally Fields. And who else did Sherry say, or Stacey Sue said? Julia Childs. That was a good one, too. So who do you want to be your mom if it couldn't be your real mom? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Rich, it's good to have you here. Rich LoCascio is here. He is a Civic Media account executive and a wrestling announcer. Do you remember what you announced me as last time?
The Schwabinator.
Oh, he remembers.
How can I forget?
Do I need to find a new one? Or
no,
I mean, that's...
no, you don't need to find a new one. You're all right. That, you can't. I mean, with a name as unique as yours, you can't go better than that.
The Schwabinator.
Yeah,
that works, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right, good. Hey, we have a quiz we want to give you. Are you game for this?
Ooh, I gotta put the serious face on.
All right, you get. I'm gonna read this. You get your game face on, mm-hmm. and then we'll go. Conrad, are you ready?
Of course.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Chwaba is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer. And join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room on 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. Great little spot. Check it out if you haven't. It's intimate. It's cool. I actually had, we did a remote from there on Tuesday, and
nice.
Kirk brought me a craft soda, because I haven't drank it quite a while.
Oh, I'm a soda snob. I'm a root beer snob.
Me too.
Oh,
dude, what is your favorite root beer?
1919, absolutely.
All right, I've had that. I think I've had that. You like Sprecher?
Yeah, I do.
And how about an A&W right out of the tap with the real sugar?
Yeah, it has
sugar?
To be out of the tap. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Without question.
I'm going to throw something at you, Rich. All right, root beer, if we could geek out here for a second about root beer. Sprecher? From the can. They make like a 20-ounce can. Mm-hmm. It's silver.
Yeah.
And you get it at like Quick Trip or something. It is ice cold.
Yeah. It has to be ice cold.
Dynamite.
Yes.
There's another one my sister told me about. Virgil's. Have you had that?
Yeah. Come to think of it, I don't think I have had that
It's like $15 for four bottles. So they obviously think highly of their creation, but I have not tried it yet either.
Hey, if you're paying for the quality, hey, you can't argue with that.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, root beers, you have like one. You don't suck them down like a six pack of beer or whatever.
Yeah. So you feel it afterwards. It's like, it's an experience.
Exactly.
Just like professional wrestling. It all ties into
it. It all ties into wrestling. Rich is here. He's a wrestling announcer. Conrad, do we have that? What he did last time he was here?
No, we don't.
Oh, you deleted it, did you? Conrad hates me sometimes. He throws everything I hold dear.
I'm sure that's not true. It's the internet. You can archive this stuff. It's all
where,
good.
But where do we do that? We ran that on
No, that was the first time I did the show.
The punching bag.
I remember that one. But what happened to the Schwabinator? I thought the Schwabinator.
I don't make those those decisions are well above my pay grade as far as what ends up as promos on Civic Media.
What if Rich went right to the top, like right to Sage? Hey, I don't want that airing. Get it out of there. I don't want people to hear that. Do you have that kind of pull here at Civic Media?
No. I've only met Sage once. It was at our holiday party last year, and a great guy. And I'd love to get a chance to meet him more. Not sucking up to my boss.
I am going to suck up, and I will say this. If you ever need anything fixed, and it doesn't even matter what it is, you call Sage. It'll be fixed in 20 seconds. Conrad, am I right?
Yeah, definitely.
The guy just like, I mean... I don't need
that. And I'll tell you what, our engineering team, who was doing a fantastic job right now redoing the studios at WRJN.
How's that going?
It's fantastic. Oh, man. I'm so excited for what's coming, and I can't spoil it. But I tell you what, everybody's going to be thrilled about what's going to happen in Racine maybe as early as next week.
Good time to be at Civic Media.
Ooh, yeah.
Chris Casper was at the remote the other night. And when I walked in, they were like, you know, we're statewide, so you have to match this with it's a lot of hard work, a lot of hard techno engineering work, and they figured it out. They always figured out. They're great. All right, we have a movie quiz that we give people from time to time. You okay with 80s, 90s movies right around there?
That's right in my wheelhouse. Let's do this.
Right in your wheelhouse. Conrad, he's talking big. What do you think? Should we roll?
Oh, we should roll.
All right, get the bell ready.
I got the, always the bell is ready.
Always, I got my bell ready.
We need an actual ring bell for when I come in to do this, maybe in the future.
And not like the whole, I need a room at the inn. Like that, you need.
Yeah,
like
that's
a,
the room at the end bell. Yes,
you need.
We need a gavel, and you just strike the side of it, and it puts out such a ring.
You know what? I can't promise that for next time, Rich, but I'll do what I can. There are priorities here.
I get it.
All right, Conrad, you ready? Yes. Let's go. This is our first. This is Rich LoCascio, Civic Media's own wrestling announcer, wrestling guru, fan, taking the Nightlight movie quiz. Go, Conrad.
Bender, that's school property there. I mean, that doesn't belong to us. It's something not to be toyed with.
That's very funny. Come on, fix it.
You should really fix that.
Maya, genius.
Funny guy.
Fix the door,
yes,
Bender.
Everyone just shh. Listen, I've been here before. I know what I'm doing.
No, fix the door. Get out there.
Shut up! Shut, damn it. Why is that door closed? Why is that door closed?
How are we supposed to know? We're not supposed to move, right?
That's got to be from the Breakfast Club.
We're just sitting here like we're supposed to.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rich LoCascio. All right, that was fun. Well done. Great having you. Okay, now we have more.
Okay.
You passed. It's
100%. Yeah, there you go.
All right, next one. He's one for one.
All right.
Hey, orange balls. I'll have a box of those.
Candy
give me a box of those naked lady tees, and give me two of those. Give me six of those.
He's on a roll. Keep him coming, Conrad.
209 at a ground control. We're loaded and ready to taxi.
Airplane.
Goodbye, darling.
I cannot hit that bell adamantly enough. Rich is crushing
ring bell,
it so
ring
far.
Bell. You got to get the ring bell.
Ring bell. All right, go ahead. Keep going, Conrad.
Hello. May I help you? You can sure as hell try. Hi.
Ferris Bueller's Day
Off.
23 for 12.
4 for 4.
Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago.
Of Chicago. You're Abe Froman. That's right. All right, next one.
This is pitiful. 1,000 people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat. What a hype. Sounds like they used to mean something in this town. They used to pull the hog out and they used to eat it. You're hypocrites, all of you. You got a problem with what I'm saying, Larry? Untie your tongue and you come out here and talk, huh? Am I upsetting you, princess? You know, you want a prediction about the weather. You're asking the wrong Phil. I'll give you a
He looks
prediction.
Stumped. I don't know.
It's going to be cold.
The only thing that's coming to mind is Revenge of the Nerds.
It's going to be great.
No, nah. I'm sorry.
But it's going to last you for the rest
Bill Murray,
of your life.
Andy McDowell, Chris Elliott.
Oh, I was going to say Stripes. That's
Groundhog not Day.
Yeah.
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 Bill
the
Murray's
weather
done
thing,
a lot of
it
movies.
Was the weather. I wasn't. Yeah. It was the weather thing. Yeah.
That's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Groundhog I've actually
Day.
Been to Woodstock, Illinois, where they filmed the movie.
That's pretty cool. That little town square. That's nice.
It looks like just like it did in the movie. Yeah, right. The pavilion and everything. Yeah.
All right. So he is, what is he counting? He's 5 of 6, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's keep going. Rich LoCascio.
Zitsky.
I've always been kind of a pacifist. When I was a kid, my father told me never hit anyone in anger unless you're absolutely sure.
Now that I just mentioned this movie, is it Stripes?
I don't know what kind of soldier I'm going to make. But I want you guys to know.
Well, I heard Harold Ramis. I was thinking either Ghostbusters or Stripes. So.
Right. That's my favorite line. I don't know what kind of soldier I'm going to make, but I want to let you guys know if we ever see serious combat, I'm going to be right behind you guys. All right. Rich is 6 for 7. He's taking the Nightlight movie quiz. This is Rich LoCascio, wrestling announcer, Civic Media employee, and he is crushing the movie quiz. He's 6 of 7 so far. Or 5 of 6? 5 of 6 so far. Right, Conrad?
6 of 7.
6 of 7. Okay, I was correct. All right, go ahead.
You know, it's an odd name. I don't recall having seen it on the club registry.
Well, I don't formally belong.
One of my favorite movies from the 80s. It is Fletch.
You started? Sorry.
Mrs. Smith.
Joan and Margaret.
You started laughing right away you knew, your mouth just
I just want to wait. Okay, honestly, I've seen so many Chevy Chase movies, but it's like, okay, yeah, that's Fletch, yeah.
Why do people?
Arnold Babar.
Why does he? People can't stand him.
Yeah, I get that. But I mean, you know, I've heard he's not got the greatest reputation in Hollywood. But I tell you what, I mean.
And he's got people just, I don't know what it is. Like, he's like his character off screen, how he is on screen. Like kind of that condescending. I don't know. It's weird. All right.
I'd rather not speculate.
He's 7 of 8, Conrad. How are we doing? You ready?
Yep.
All right. Go ahead, buddy.
So you were in Vietnam, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Were you in the
Yeah, I was in
This is a movie from the 2000s.
I like your nurse's uniform, guy.
These are OR scrubs.
Oh, are they? Well, they're totally inappropriate for the occasion.
Well, I didn't know we were going to dinner.
That's because you weren't invited.
Take it easy, Max.
You were the one that ordered him a whiskey and soda.
And how long will you be staying with us, Mr. Bloom?
Indefinitely.
Well, you said from the 2000s. I think the only thing that's really coming to mind is... I'm probably wrong on the Saving Private Ryan.
Who gave you the
sign? It's a Wes Anderson comedy.
Either Ronnie or Donnie.
Oh, is this Life Aquatic?
No, it's his second movie. Good guess, though. Bill Murray. It's
Whichever one it was.
It's Rushmore.
Oh, yes.
All right. So we won't count that one, though, because I said 80s and 90s.
No, we're going
to
be fair about this.
I know you said
now.
You wanted to earn it, but I'm trying to,
I
want to
earn this.
All right. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to our in Rich's wheelhouse, Conrad.
We don't work for you anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
this might
fine.
Be a tough
right.
one.
Then who you work for, huh? Who? You don't work for me.
Who? You don't work for me.
Maybe we work for Joel now.
She's only kidding. I hope so. Look, Joel.
It's a New Jersey guy.
You look like a smart kid.
Oh, so that could be anybody. That could be Danny sure DeVito.
Now, you're having fun now, right? Oh. Right, Joel? Time of your life. In a sluggish economy. Never, ever with another man's livelihood. Now,
one
you're
hit?
Smart.
I'll take one
like
hit.
I hope you are.
Rebecca De Mornay.
You're not going to make
that's
me
not going to help me.
Okay. Joe Pantoliano is the Jersey actor.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
His name in the movie is Guido.
What's the only thing that's coming to mind, and I don't think Joe Pantoliano is in this, Bronx Tale.
No.
But that's not a comedy either.
The other hint, Tom Cruise.
Oh, goodness.
Take those old records off the shelf.
Yeah.
Risky business. All right. You're still doing well. We got time for one more, Conrad?
No. Unfortunately,
all right,
we don't.
We're out of time. How did he do?
I'll quit balling behind.
It was 8 for 11.
8 for 11. That's pretty good. And we threw a couple tough ones. Risky business is hard. No one gets risky business. And we did something from Rushmore too. Rich, you're a good sport. And
Thank you.
You did very well. And it was a pleasure talking wrestling with you tonight, my friend. Have a great time tomorrow.
Always
night.
A great time up here. Yeah. I appreciate you, Pete. Conrad,
don't be a stranger.
Thank you so much, brother.
All right. That's Rich LoCascio, Civic Media's own Rich LoCascio, who is a wrestling ring announcer. We got to find the Schwabinator. That's our goal. Let's check the trash. It's got to be here somewhere.
It's not in the trash. We have a
surprise movie review coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Right back to where it should have been. Cause now she's gone and
fun. Always good to talk to Rich LoCascio. He did pretty well. You know what? He was quite cocky. I think he thought he was going to do a little better than he did, even though he did really well. That was pretty cool. And I always, you know I make fun of reality TV. I'm not a huge fan. I don't know much about wrestling, but I'm open-minded. I love talking to people who know a lot about these things. And I will say I learned a little bit about wrestling tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely did too as well.
You were a little more versed in it than me, though. You kind of knew.
Well,
some
yeah,
stuff,
I
some
started
stuff.
When I was younger. I watched it, so
yeah. All right, it is summer blockbuster season, folks, and someone who is very important to me in this world has already seen two of them. I've only seen one, The Fall Guy, and joining me now on this Mother's Day weekend is my son Joe. Joe, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine. Calling from Milwaukee, excellent. Wisconsin.
Yep, city of dreams.
What are you doing tonight?
What am I doing tonight?
Yeah, you just hanging out?
I'm just hanging out. I'm actually outside of Jimmy John's right now. I'm thinking I'll swing in there after I'm done with the call.
I appreciate you taking time out from your turkey Tom to give us a little movie review, buddy.
Well, of course.
All right, so you saw The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, one of the most anticipated films of the summer, last night. You saw it on opening night. What did you think?
I did. Well, I'm a huge apes guy. I love Planet of the Apes. I think they're good movies.
Agreed.
Just well done. I think the motion capture is really cool with Andy Serkis. He's the one that played the main ape. So that all looks awesome. I love the first three movies. This movie, I think, is a continuation of those. And I thought it was pretty good. I didn't think it was great, but it was a fun summer movie. It's cool, you know?
Yeah. You know, what I read about it, Joe, was that, like, the CGI is great. They compared it to Avatar. They said the actors were great. But they said kind of what you said, that the movie itself was not quite on par with the other Planet of the Apes films. Why not?
Yeah, I would say it's not. I would say it's kind of your basic hero's journey story. Pretty dumbed down compared to the other movies. One of my buddies I saw it with actually compared it to, like, the first Star Wars movie, which is one of those movies that really follows, like, that hero's journey circle.
When you say first,
totally see that.
You mean, like, from 77 or The Phantom Menace?
Yeah, New Hope.
Okay. Oh, cool. All right, I want to ask you something, because you have a lot more knowledge about this stuff. You kind of study this stuff in college. The CGI, do you think it's where it needs to be? Because up until, like, a few years ago, it was hard for me to watch it. It still looked fake. And when I think I saw Godzilla Minus One with you this past summer, and, you know, I thought it looked okay, and you were still kind of like, nah. Where is the Planet of the Apes on that spectrum in terms of effects and CGI?
I think the Planet of the Apes movie is sort of like a titan of its industry when it comes to CGI. Right up there with Avatar. But I would say that I think CGI has actually gotten worse in recent years, especially in kind of superhero movies like Marvel. They've actually cut costs with CGI just because, you know, they know people are going to see the movies. So the CGI has kind of gotten worse.
Oh, that's some of those lame.
Big blockbuster movies.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty lame.
That's totally lame. You also saw, thumbs up or thumbs down on the Planet of the Apes overall?
Yeah, I would give it a thumbs up. I would give it 6 or 7 out of 10.
Okay, that's not bad. That's passable on IMDb. What about Challengers?
It's
you also
fun.
Saw that.
Oh, Challengers is amazing.
Really?
I loved Challengers. I thought Challengers it's definitely the best movie I've seen in a couple years.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
This is the Zendaya tennis.
Zendaya.
Okay. Zendaya. What did I say? Zendaya. Yeah.
Let's not get cute here.
What? Why was it so great?
It's hard to explain, honestly. And I think that's a lot, what a lot of people are having trouble with, is explaining why they liked it. It's just kind of one of those movies. I would say that it's extremely unique, and you probably haven't seen much like this before. The only thing I could really, like, sort of compare it to would be maybe, like, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, just in the way it kind of...
Wow.
Yeah, but not in the sense, like, it's, like, kind of a goofy, fun movie, but just, like, you really only get to know three characters the entire movie.
Huh. Yeah, they call it like a sexy tennis movie. I didn't know what to make of that. I was like, what? Like, I still don't know what it's about.
Say that again?
They called it like a sexy tennis movie. And I'm like, how?
Oh, well, it is that. I'll say that.
Yeah, I still don't know what that means, though. I mean, that's not like going to get me to the theater, but it is getting good reviews.
It's great.
Okay.
It's the music's great. Cinematography's great. It's a story that you're really invested in, and there's a lot of payoffs that really, you'll be grinning. You'll be grinning a lot of times during this movie because you'll be like, okay, that's pretty sweet.
All right, so Challengers is a thumbs up too, a big time thumbs up.
Challengers, that's a 10 out of 10.
Wow, okay.
9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10.
Excellent. Joe.
I like tennis, but this made me love tennis.
All right, so... I'm going to give you, we just had Rich LoCascio on. He took a movie quiz. I want to play one scene from a movie for you, and I want to see if you can get it, because I'm not sure if you've seen this film, but I think you'll be able to figure it out.
I've always wanted to play this.
Are you game? All right. We'll do it more in depth another time, but we have one clip. See if you can guess it. Go ahead, Conrad.
Right. You guys have Jimmy John's really getting cold.
I never had it like this where I grew up. But I send my kids here because the fact is you go to one of the best schools in the country, Rushmore. Now, for some of you, it doesn't matter. You were born rich and you're going to stay rich. But here's my advice to the rest of you. Take dead aim on the rich boys. Get them in the crosshairs and take them down. Just remember, they can buy anything, but they can't buy backbone. Don't let them forget that. Thank you.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
I just realized as we were playing the clip, they say
it's
the name.
Rushmore.
They say the name of the. Conrad, did
says
we know
the
that?
Name in like the first three
I know.
Seconds.
I didn't know it said it.
But we played that for someone else and they yeah. didn't get it.
Well, no, we just played the clip.
Oh.
No, but not for Rich. But we played that. I thought last week we played that for someone.
Yeah, it was just for the clip, though.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, we'll have to bleep that out next time. Joe, thanks. Go eat your Jimmy John's, and thanks for the quick, spontaneous movie reviews. Thanks so much.
Oh yeah, no, I love being on the show. Happy to be here.
All right, talk to you soon, buddy.
That is
Joe Schwabe giving us his thoughts on the new The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes and Challengers. Challengers is now on my list, big time. It kind of was anyway, but those are two of the summer blockbusters. For your offerings this weekend. For Mother's Day weekend, we're going to get back to moms, and Terry Barr joins us next to tell us what's coming up on Max Inc. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabe anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabe.
It's Mother's Day weekend, and you still have time to get in on our question tonight. Who would you want to be your mom if it couldn't be your real mom? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We've heard Sally Fields. We've heard Dolly Parton. Julia Child, that was an interesting one. And Raquel Welch.
Don't forget about Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon. And I'm going to say, and I'm totally just taking this from my wife. She watched the movie Peggy Sue Got Married years ago with Nicolas Cage, and there's a scene where Peggy Sue goes back and gets to see her mom again because she went back in time and her mom had been deceased for years. And the emotion in that scene is so strong. My wife just started crying and it told me how much she loves her mom just by watching this scene in Peggy Sue Got Married. It tore me up. It was a beautiful moment and just some of the magic and joy that we get from movies. It was just a beautiful moment, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, if you're listening, and even if you're not. I did pick your mom, Conrad, but I'm going to pick my I'm going to pick this movie, Peggy Sue Got Married. No offense to Paula, who didn't text tonight. You know what? So I don't feel bad about that at all. Actually, all right, we are going to move on. It is time. It's that time of the week when we welcome our friend, who just happens to be one of the Max Inc. hosts here at Civic Media, and she's so much fun to talk to every Friday and exposes us to phenomenal music here on Nightlight every Friday night, almost every Friday night. Terry Barr joins us now. Hey, Terry.
Hey, guys, and I'm going to expose you to a really bad choice.
Oh, dear.
For a mom, and here's who I'm thinking of. Okay. I've been listening to you guys talk about this all night, and it has been cracking me up.
Oh, funny.
I'm going to go with Shannon Simmons. She's married to Gene Simmons, so Gene Simmons would be my dad. How weird would that be?
Really weird, yeah. Wait, that's Shannon Tweed, correct?
Yes, it would be, yes.
Big-time 90s Skinamax star, if I remember correctly. She was all over the place.
She was a Playboy cover, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But I just want Gene to be my dad. So I'll take the mom that comes with it, I guess.
That is hilarious. Do you think you'd get along with Miss Tweed or Miss Simmons?
I don't know. She seems pretty strong, and I like to think I'm pretty strong-willed, too. We'd probably bump heads a little bit, but then, as she always calls him, Genie Beanie, he would have to come in the middle and be like, ladies,
fireworks,
knock it off. Yeah. And for anybody who doesn't know, Gene Simmons is the guy that always sticks out his tongue in the band Kiss. So
yeah, the founder of the band, right? Didn't he?
One of the founders, absolutely.
Okay. Listen, no matter who you said, Terry, as your mom, would not have been worse than the deviled eggs someone left in this studio earlier.
No.
Just Conrad, am I wrong? You said you found deviled eggs.
There's deviled eggs, yes.
Oh no.
Oh, that can get so stinky.
I think, we might have to throw that out before
Friday.
You leave.
I know. It's not going to be addressed till Monday morning.
And not in the garbage. Take it outside to somebody's garbage.
Take it over to one of the bars and put it in the dumpster, exactly.
Yeah, they'll never notice.
That's funny. Terry, before we get to Betsy Ale. Betsy, wait, I want to get it right. Hold on. Hold the phone. Are you holding? Okay. Betsy Ade and the Well-Known Strangers. I love that. The Well-Known Strangers. That's awesome.
Isn't that fun? And she has a name for or a reason behind the name as well that I can tell you about.
Oh, you know what? Let's just jump in and I'll ask you my question after. Let's get to the music. Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me, please.
She considers the band's name, the Well-Known Strangers, very much as a band where you're up on the stage and maybe people think they kind of know who you are, but you're still a stranger until after the show when you get to start meeting people and talking with people. But she said she's always had that feeling on stage that she's kind of a well-known stranger.
I think that
says a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Betsy is a singer-songwriter of the band. The band has six members, including, and I think this is really cool, a cello. You don't often see cello players in a pop rock band. So that gives kind of a different sound.
Yeah.
Betsy's a mom. She is a special education teacher in the Kenosha area. And much like all of the other folks in her band, obviously she has a full-time job. Most of them do as well. Even though they've had some pretty big gigs, they won a Whammy, Wisconsin Area Music Industry, the big award in 2019. Then after that, they played on Melissa Etheridge had a cruise. They played three times on the Melissa Etheridge cruise.
Oh, nice.
I've heard they had a blast and got to meet everybody involved. They have also toured Ireland. So that's a start of what you can imagine they'd want to do a lot more of in this coming year. So we wish them all the best, you know?
So they've been around a while. If they were touring with Melissa Etheridge, I'm guessing?
Yeah, they actually got together in, I believe it was 2000. Betsy was on The Voice in 2019, and the band formed in 2014. She stole people away from other bands, and she was also in a different band and bailed to start her own band. And I first saw them at a Flannel Fest not long after the band got together. And I couldn't believe it. Incredible.
Really?
And, you know, we've talked about this before. She and her band, and I think this is why they all gel so well. They believe in all of the same causes, and you have to give back again to your community. And that was why they played Flannel Fest. But they also do a lot of things to support mental health, which, of course, May is Mental Health Month.
Yeah.
And cancer and human trafficking to raise awareness and raise some funds. So they're out there just giving their all. And then Betsy auditioned for The Voice and got on first try and made it to three rounds on television in 2019.
Oh, how cool.
I know. And I just remember watching her, and I did get to do an interview with her in the midst of it, and stressful, but super fun, and meeting a lot of, if you want to say this in this way, meeting a lot of the right people to help their career.
So you say they've done some big stuff. Are they sort of just hitting their stride now? Are they touring? Where are things at in terms of their accessibility, or where can we see them?
Yeah, they've got a really strong schedule lined up all over the Midwest, but in particular, all over Wisconsin this summer. A lot of festivals, they play festivals, and they just kind of rule the stage at festivals. Nice. But then also, you know, they'll be playing some fundraisers, some smaller shows, and they don't mind playing even a couple of house concerts that are open to the public, which I think is super cool.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But their hope is they have this new album that they're working on, but they're only releasing a song at a time. So they think the album itself will be done sometime this summer, all of it together. And that's what they want to really push to try to get themselves some bigger gigs on the road and who knows where after that.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
All right. So my guest is Terry Barr. She hosts Max Inc. on Saturday nights here at Civic Media, and they do Live in the Lair, and she's Live in the Lair tomorrow night, right? Betsy Ade and the Well-Known Strangers?
I should stop you for a minute. Oh. We had a Live in the Lair, and sadly, something came up with this particular band. So we don't have one right now, so we're worried. Like, who should we have? We want Betsy Ade and the Well-Known Strangers so badly to come and play in studio. They're talking to us about everything that you and I talked about, but they won't come into the studio until their album is done. So hopefully this summer sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll be down there tomorrow night. I'll sing.
Thank you.
It'll be all acapella.
Can you play even a bongo drum, or do you play guitar or anything?
I play the guitar poorly. I'll bring the bongo drum, and Conrad has a kazoo, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And you have a cowbell. That's an hour of fun there.
That's great.
Okay, game on.
Well, let's hear them anyway. You've talked them up, and now I can't wait to hear them. This is Betsy Ade and the Well-Known Strangers, Light Up My Summer. very nice.
Yeah.
Boy, I totally hear some Melissa Etheridge in there, too.
Yes. In fact, as I was listening to the words again, I was thinking, ooh, little words, little melody.
Yeah, she even says, come to the window.
Yes,
that's one of my favorite songs is Come to My Window. Yeah. That's awesome.
I could picture or hear Betsy Aide and the Well-Known Strangers opening for Pink.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a great show.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be a
fun?
Great show. Well, so they're in the southeast Wisconsin, Kenosha area?
Yeah, they are based in Kenosha, Racine. Yep.
Gotcha. Well, when you have them on the show, you'll have to come back. We'll play some. The whole thing will be out. We'll play a different song. And
if they're
ever up this way, let us know. We'd love to have them here in the studio. That would be fun.
I will check their schedule again for you because, yes, you would love to see them. They are terrific. And, you know, as we've always talked about with all these musicians, they are just really good people.
Yeah, that's so cool. You guys seem to find bands that are very socially active and just kind of have this activist spirit, which is, I think, where a lot of great art comes from. So tip of my hat to you guys and keep up the great work. Thank you so much, as always, for sharing this music with us.
Yes, it is such a pleasure to do that. I'm so glad you're interested. But now, what did you want to ask me?
Summer blockbuster. You looking forward? Do you have one you're looking forward to?
Oh, boy. I better get on this, shouldn't I?
You can text us if you want. We only have like 30 seconds anyway.
Okay, tell me.
I want to see Mad Max, but my son just told us Challengers was amazing with the Zendaya movie.
Okay. Well, I know we're going to end up at that one. Yes.
All right. Well, let us know how you feel. Next week, we'll talk.
Okay. You got it. Happy weekend.
Thanks, Terry. You too. All right. That's Terry Barr, host of Max Inc. here on Civic Media. Check it out tomorrow night from 6 to midnight. It's on the entire network. You won't want to miss it. She's always so much fun on Fridays. We're going to talk about great moms coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Schwab. Help me close it down. Great to have you with me tonight. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. If you want to get in and tell us who you, if you want to answer our question tonight, if you want to tell us who your mom, who you'd want your mom to be, if it couldn't be your real mom, you got a few minutes left. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. Just some fantastic suggestions tonight. And Conrad's folks made it in right under the wire. I'm so happy about that. Steve from Florida says, my favorite mom is Marion from Happy Days and also Shirley Jones from the Partridge Family. Wow. I forgot about the Partridge Family. Worst mom was Alfred Hitchcock movie Psycho Norman Bates' mom. Well, he took care of that, didn't he? No, he didn't kill his mom, though. God, I haven't seen Psycho in so long. I know he killed the woman in the shower. I'm totally spacing out. His mother was like rocking in the window. I don't remember what happened. But, you know, let's be honest. Norman Bates didn't exactly turn out to be a great son. So she must not have done her job. Or he slipped through the cracks. Paula, Conrad's mom, checking in, says, sorry, I haven't texted. We were listening to a local band. That is so cute, Conrad, that your mom thinks she has to apologize. It's very sweet. And you know what? Maybe I'll go back to your mom as my mom I'd want to have if I couldn't have my own mom, because that's a great great way to start a text. She says, Samantha Stevens on Bewitched. It'd be fun to have a mom with magic. Yeah, that would be great. Great answers as usual. Yeah, it's interesting. I saw this list on BuzzFeed.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, and some of the moms, Gloria Delgado is on there. That is... Sofia Vergara. And the reason I think, you know, she's obviously very pretty, but you don't pick a mom based on that. I just think she's like, she's funny. She's really tough and she's pretty chill, even though she's kind of a spaz. I know that sounds weird, but she's that mom that no one would mess with. So I really do like her. Sally Fields, by the way, Sherry from Horicon said earlier, Sally Fields, I forgot about this too. She was the mom in Forrest Gump. So she has a mom resume there when it comes to the movies. Kate McKinnon is not on the list, Conrad. I'm sorry.
You know, there is one mom I do not agree with on that list.
Who's that?
It's Jennifer Coolidge.
From American Pie?
As Stifler's mom. That is the worst mom you could ask for.
Yeah, that was a weird. Wasn't she like a drunk or something?
She was a drunk, yes.
Yeah, why would you want that as your mom?
I don't know how. I guess kind of iconic. Not a mom you would want, but.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Mandy Moore from This Is Us. I never watched that show. That's one of those shows that had incredible, just the following. They had these rabid viewers. So there has to be something to that show. I've never watched it, but I know people went crazy. I think they pulled it off the air and then they put it back on at some point. But Mandy Moore, I don't even think of her as being old enough to be a mom, but I guess she'd be in her 30s or 40s now. So Marge Simpson was on the list, Conrad.
I mean, that one makes sense.
Totally. Winona Ryder from Stranger Things.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
I could see that. And then Sandra Rodriguez from a show called Jane the Virgin, which was actually a pretty good show. My daughter used to watch it, and I used to watch it with her sometimes, and they had a really good cast. And she was a good mom in that show.
You know, Constance Wu, Fresh Off the Boat. That's a great, great show. It's only four seasons. Quick kind of watch. That's the mom's name. Not the actor, but yeah, she's a great mom. Really strict. Fresh
Off the Boat. Okay.
But yeah, it's a great show.
Earned her four nominations for Critics' Choice Television Award for Best Actress in a Comedy Series. I did not watch that show.
You should definitely watch it. It's hilarious.
Where do I see that? Where do I see such a show?
I believe it is on Prime Video.
Okay.
Or nice. No, Hulu, sorry.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to check that out. Do you remember Eric Price talking about Dark Matters last night?
Yeah.
I started it and I watched about 10 minutes and I felt, not because the show was bad, I just fell asleep, but that's on my agenda this weekend. I'm going to check that out and I'm going to catch up on Sugar. I'm going to celebrate my mom and my wife, who's a phenomenal mom. Do we have time for the Kenan Thompson clip?
Yeah.
How long is that?
Yeah,
let's do that. Let's end on a laugh. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. We've got a funny clip here from Saturday Night Live. It was Kenan Thompson's birthday, I believe, yesterday, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear this. This is from Saturday Night Live. Why don't you set this up? Yeah, you're more familiar with this than me, the Family Feud.
So he is playing Family Feud host. Why can't I think of his name? Steve Harvey, sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay.
So he's playing the host.
All right, perfect.
Okay, now, welcome to Family Feud. Y'all like this suit? I got the tie from Shaq's Fist. Tie knots. Knots as thick as Shaq's Fist. Okay, let's meet our two families. Over here, we got the Williams family. How you doing, darling?
I'm good, Steve. I'm Jackie. And these are my three kids, Martin, Layla, and Raymond.
Oh, your husband didn't want to play?
Well, I've been divorced for about 6 months, but we're doing all right.
Oh, so you fresh on the scene. Okay. And over here, we got the Williams McGill family. How you doing today, player?
How you doing, Steve?
Tracy Morgan.
Okay. This is my beautiful wife, Maria, my two stepkids, Rachel and Blake.
Yes, Daryl is my ex-husband, and these are his kids.
So you left her, and then you married her, and now y'all both here together. Oh, damn.
The heart wants what it wants, Steve.
That ain't the heart, player. Give me two people. Let's play the feud. Come on. Oh, man. Y'all okay?
I told you we are working through it.
All right, then. 100 people surveyed. Top 5 answers on the board. Name something that people frequently forget.
Their family?
Oh, right off the jump. Right off the jump. Show me forget the kids. Okay. There's a lot of deadbeats out there. Daryl, you got a better answer? People forget.
How about your password?
Okay. That's a good answer.
Show me password. Oh, sorry, player. Looks like we surveyed 100 divorced women.
So great. What was that on? That's a great clip.
That's just from like a best of compilation on YouTube. So funny.
That is hilarious. All right. So of all the moms suggested tonight, Conrad, who's your favorite? Not Kate McKinnon. I can't pick my wife or my own mother either.
I'm going to have to go with Constance Wu, actually, after thinking about it.
All right, that's a good one. I'll go with Gloria Delgado from Modern Family, mostly because I like the show too. But Hey, this was fun. Thank you for spending Friday night with us, everybody. Great to have you here at Nightlight as we head into Mother's Day weekend. I hope all the moms have a great weekend. Thank you to my guests, Rich LoCascio, Terry Barr, all your texts and calls. So much fun bringing us together tonight. Have a great weekend. Good night, Wisconsin.